God's truth has always been the truth. As a matter of fact, our society, this nation was founded on that truth. Many of the laws that we have on the books now come from Leviticus. Of course, they're trying to change those rapidly too. They don't want, they don't want to hear about that because, they would be guilty. And I mean, let's face it, who likes to feel guilty? They don't realize that they can go to the judge of all creation and confess their guilt and be forgiven. So when Jesus was here, those that were proud of their wisdom and, of the law and, their walk in the law were pretty upset with Jesus when he came and told them these things, that the wisdom of God, the foolishness of God is wiser than any of you. And the weakest thing God has created is stronger than anything mankind can do. So, what do we have to be concerned about? Why should we be afraid of anything that mankind can do? Anything our government tries to do or anything this world tries to force on us? We have nothing to be concerned about. We know what the end of our being is. We know where we're going to wind up. So we just need to be here standing in that truth. So the world will see that, they have a hope that we don't have. How do I get that? And I know that that's what this place is, and that's why the enemy comes so hard against us sometimes. But we can joy in our tribulation. So, we found God through Jesus Christ. There are those who are trying to find him through the wisdom of this world, through studying nature. And there are others who want to find him through miracles. But you know what? There are other supernatural beings that do miracles. That's why Jesus told us, test the spirits to see if they're of God. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. If you want power, live in Jesus. If you want wisdom, Jesus is the truth. He's the wisdom of God. And it amazed me, because power and wisdom are two of the most coveted things in the world. But people don't seem to want to go to the source of power and wisdom. And power and wisdom are more coveted more than money, because if you have power and wisdom, the money comes behind that, I guess. Comes with it. But the only power and the only wisdom I want is the power of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of the Word of God. Because those are the only two things that have value in this world. So the simple things of God are wiser than the entire knowledge of mankind. And the smallest things that God does is more powerful than anything that mankind can do. And then Paul tells us to consider our calling. It's not a bad idea to just sit down with Jesus and say, I know I'm called into your kingdom because you love me and you don't want me to perish. What am I called to be? What am I called to do? And that'll keep you in fellowship with him. Keeps me in fellowship with him, especially, when Pastor Bob goes on vacation. I need to hear from him. I don't want to sit up here and tell you what I think you need to hear. I have to ask him, what he wants to say to you. And that's again, I have to ask him, Lord, why'd you choose me for that? He said, because, you're the least likely person to be doing that. So if you do it right, if you listen to me, then I get the glory, you don't. He said, not many wise according to the flesh are called. Not many mighty are called. Not many noble are called. Why not? because the wise think they're doing it because they're wise. The mighty are doing it because they think everybody thinks they're great because they're mighty. And not many noble are called because, well, they might think they're noble. And they want people to look at them because they're wise and mighty and noble, instead of looking at Jesus because he's wise and mighty and noble. So God chose the foolish things, the weak things. The base things, the things that the world esteems the least, to do his mighty works. I love it that God does many supernatural things in very natural ways. When the world sees that a person is just not worrying or fretting, but is at peace and letting God have his way, that God, you know, does... That's when God speaks the loudest. This person trusts me. He believes me. And that says a lot to the people around us. So God isn't looking for mighty people. He's not looking for noble people. He's not looking for, not necessarily all the wise and noble and mighty. He's looking for people that know him, people that are available, who will make themselves available, people who are willing to be instruments, to be used. I can't think of any greater aspiration in the world than to be used by Almighty God to bless somebody's life. So God does this so that people will see him rather than the instrument that he's using. I'd like to read Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Because it is about knowing him. And he said in Jeremiah, in chapter 9, I gotta get tabs for this. Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, and let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. So, now we know how to delight the Lord. To walk in loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. His righteousness. I love it that, you know, he didn't say, you know, like Pastor Bob says, you know, here's the rules, good luck. It is good to know what the rules are, but it's better to know the one who gave the rules. It's better to make room for him in your life, in your heart, so that he can remind you of them. He can give you, empower you, and strengthen you to live what you believe. So this way God gets the glory. He's the only one who deserves it. He said that the only thing that we can boast about, and I think it's great that he gave us something we could boast about, is that we know him. That's the only thing that's going to get us into the kingdom, is knowing the king. And if we put all of our effort and our focus into knowing him, we're not going to be concerned about who baptized who, who's got what gift. God said, you know, I give the gifts. I give them to who I want to give them to for the purpose of building up the body. not for, you know, drawing attention to yourself. The gifts were given by God to build up the body of Christ in our faith. So yeah, Paul says, yeah, desire all the gifts, but desire most the greatest gift, and that's love. And if you have that gift, that's the one that's going to make you most like Jesus. So if we're living in love, we're walking in love, and we're staying as close to Jesus as we can, if we're looking at Jesus, if we're comparing ourselves to Jesus instead of each other and leaning on our own understanding, if we're looking at him, if we're looking him right in the heart and in the eyes, we're not going to be so concerned with about all these other things, because he's going to teach us the truth. And that's going to prevent divisions. I'm not going to be judging anybody. I'm just going to be on my face at his feet saying, Lord, please change me. You know, because if I'm comparing myself to him, it breaks his heart to think that his people don't agree with each other, because it not only confuses them, it confuses the people that he wants to be his children. So God help us to just be the people that he created us and left us here to be. Let's pray. Father, we are not as good at hearing and obeying as we'd like to be. But thank you, Lord, that you are faithful and you are merciful and gracious and patient in teaching us how to be your children and citizens of your kingdom. Lord, we pray that you would protect us here, that you would not allow the enemy to spread his lies here or put a wedge in between any of us. Lord, we want to walk in unity with you. Lord, we all want to agree that you are God, you alone are faithful, you are holy and true, and you're such a kind and loving and merciful Father. Lord, help us to keep our eyes focused on you. Help us, Lord, to be the example of what you want the church to be. Lord, I pray that this would not be our church, but it would always be yours. Help us always to be teachable and willing to let you have your way here. We ask it in Jesus' name. Lord, please bless our fellowship now and bless the food that we're about to receive. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming.